Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Nation on God's green earth, a great week when the campaigns for president are desperately competing to try to raise money. That includes the campaign being run by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. He doesn't have a party yet. He doesn't have a running mate yet. But it turns out that the rumors are now very heavy that his running mate is a billionaire. She got a billionaire in a contentious divorce against her former husband, Sergey Brin, one of the people who started Google. He apparently, at the time of their divorce, was worth $95 billion, that's with a B, dollars. She got a billion of it, and so now she's in a great position to help Robert F. Kennedy in his campaign. And more, that campaign looks like it's aimed at taking voters away from Trump more than taking voters away from Biden. We will get to that latest political news, and also the political news about no labels. How is no labels going to go about selecting their presidential candidate, especially when nobody seems to want to run for these people somewhere on the political fringe? And yes, I'm afraid it looks like that, because look, the choice is so clear. Trump gave a speech over the weekend that even by the standards of Trump rally speeches, this one was pretty extraordinary. I mean, pretty darn amazing. Meanwhile, they are reporting just minutes ago at the New York Times that Donald J. Trump's lawyers disclosed today that he had failed to secure a roughly $500 million bond. That's $500 million in his civil fraud case in New York. That raises the prospect that the state could seek to freeze some of his bank accounts and seize some of his marquee properties. The court filing, coming 1 week after the bond is due, suggested the former president might soon face a financial crisis unless an appeals court comes to his rescue. Mr. Trump has asked the appeals court to pause the $454 million judgment that the New York judge imposed on Mr. Trump in the fraud case last month. Or he could accept a bond of only $100 million. Otherwise, the New York Attorney General's office, which brought the case, might soon move to collect from Mr. Trump. That's Letitia James, and yes, she is a Democratic partisan. The former president has been unable to secure the full bond, his lawyers said, in the court filing today, calling it a practical impossibility despite diligent efforts. Those efforts included approaching about 30 companies that provide appeal bonds, and yet the lawyer said he has encountered insurmountable difficulties. Wow. The New York Times writes, this looming deadline could not come at a worse time for Mr. Trump. Just last week, he finalized a $91.6 million bond in the defamation case he recently lost to the writer E. Jean Carroll, a costly deal that drained him of precious cash. And this comes out at the time when the leading story in Hotline, and it really is, it's just unbelievable that we're at this point, at this stage in the campaign, President Biden's campaign, together with the Democratic National Committee and other allied committees, announced that they had cumulatively raised $53 million in February and that they had on hand a combined $155 million at the end of the month. In other words, March 1st, they had 155 million. Remember the number, please? Okay. And the presumptive GOP nominee, Donald J. Trump, and the Republican National Committee and other aligned committees had a combined $40 million on hand at the end of January and only announced a joint fundraising account last week. Okay, what this means is that it's pretty incredible that President Biden has about four times, 400% the amount of cash on hand to fund his campaign, which may not make up for his fumbles and stumbles, though he's pretty good at the correspondence dinner over the weekend. We'll play you some highlights and lowlights. But this is remarkable. And then the a story from, again, New York Times, it says as many as three nights a week, Trump has been hosting private dinners at Mar-a-Lago, schmoozing with some of the Republican Party's biggest financiers as he races to address a sizable cash shortfall against Biden. And again, a sizable cash shortfall, yeah, getting one-fourth the amount of money on hand. Though Trump doesn't request money from these potential donors at these private dinners at Mar-a-Lago, his team and allied super PACs hope the charm offensive will eventually pay political and financial dividends. Tech billionaire Larry Ellison, who had planned to fund Senator Tim Scott's presidential campaign, and sugar mogul Pepe Fanjul are among the attendees. I will admit I have never before heard of Pepe Fanjul. Trump painted a picture on Saturday of the United States in deep decline, overrun by migrants and criminals, on the verge of economic collapse and in great danger if voters do not put him back in office in November. During his rally in Dayton, Ohio, Trump said, if I don't get elected, that's going to be a bloodbath in the whole country. That's going to be the least of it. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country. Trump reiterated his belief that undocumented immigrants are poisoning the blood of the country. That's in quotes. During an interview with Fox News anchor Howard Kurtz yesterday, a comment that echoed fascist dictators, Trump said, quote, "Our country is being poisoned." Trump defended his searing rhetoric toward immigrants, arguing that it helps stir debate. The former president also hinted that he would soon publicly back a federal abortion restriction, and that would include any abortions on live children. No, I'm serious. This is part of what they are covering in the article. Currently, an abortion on a living child, that is and one who has already been delivered, that is not legal, not anywhere. And I don't even think that the most radical Democrats would take that position. And then a judge Friday also delayed former President Donald Trump's hush money criminal trial by 30 days to give his defense lawyers time to go through a large amount of recently obtained evidence from a previous federal investigation on the matter. Judge Juan Merchan agreed to a 30-day postponement and scheduled a March 25th hearing to address questions about the Justice Department evidence dump. The other big news, of course, right before the weekend, Mike Pence, the Vice President of the United States, who served loyally with President Trump for all 4 years of his administration, gave a statement directly to Fox News. No, he would not be voting for President Trump. He said he wouldn't vote for Biden either, but he wanted to keep his personal choices private. It turns out that there are 44 people who served in cabinet posts who served with President Trump and his cabinet. How many of those 44 have so far endorsed him? We will get to that. The vice president isn't one of them, former vice president. So we'll...
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Indicates that there is some progress being made, getting some emergency supplies to beleaguered Palestinian civilians in the southern part of the Gaza Strip. But what about the back and forth between Senator Schumer, who was supported by President Biden? At least President Biden said Schumer made a good speech, and the Prime Minister of Israel, Bibi Netanyahu, who has responded not happily by the demand for new elections, which is one of the last things that Israel needs right now. They do need a new government. But to have elections in the midst of a war before that war has been firmly and decisively decided, that is, well, it's a very controversial idea. We will get to that speaking with Michael Rubin of American Enterprise Institute coming up on the Michael Medved Show. We'll also be speaking about the possibilities for all kinds of crazy third-party candidates. There is a billionaire, famous billionaire, from one of the most famous American financial families in our history, the Mellon family. Andrew Mellon was Secretary of the Treasury and a great Secretary of the Treasury, also founder of the museum, the National Gallery in Washington, D.C. A remarkable guy altogether. But one of his descendants is now committed to jointly fund President Trump and Robert Kennedy. What? Yeah, it's a strange world out there. Speaking of a strange world out there, I promise to tell you, and this is just one of those things that I would love for people to try to explain how people in the Trump camp would explain the fact that there are 44 different people who served in Trump's cabinet. And there were a lot of cabinet offices where people bounced around, where you didn't serve for a long time. John Kelly, for instance, started off as the Secretary of Homeland Security, and then he became the White House Chief of Staff, and then he had a big falling out with the President. In any event, of the 44 people who had been named to cabinet posts by President Trump, he's gotten the endorsement of four of them. Okay, can we try to grasp what we're talking about here? 90% of the people who served with him at the highest levels of government, people who were appointed by Trump, 90% of them have declined to offer their support for his return trip to the White House, which probably means they won't be making a return trip to the White House. This is all extraordinary. And part of what is so worrisome about the bloodbath to the country, if we can play that for just a moment, Jeremy, this is President Trump speaking in a particularly free form, how do we, let's use it that way, speech that went on and on and on and on. But one of the highlights of the speech that generated the most controversy was this, clip five.
4% of the automobile manufacturing business in our country, think of it, went to Mexico. China now is building a couple of massive plants where they're going to build the cars in Mexico and think that they're going to sell those cars into the United States with no tax at the border. Let me tell you something to China. If you're listening, President Xi, and you and I are friends, but he understands the way I deal, those big monster car manufacturing plants that you're building in Mexico right now, and you think you're going to get that, you're going to not hire Americans, and you're going to sell the cars to us now, we're going to put a 100% tariff on every single car that comes across the line, and you're not going to be able to sell those cars. If I get elected, now if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole, that's going to be the least of it. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country. That'll be the least of it. But they're not going to sell those cars. They're building massive factories.
Okay, it's going to be a bloodbath of the country. And what he's saying is he's only talking about the problem of automobiles and the automobile industry. This is the idea of the word bloodbath even being in the air. There's a piece by Lance Morrow, who's one of my favorite writers. I don't know him. but he writes for the Wall Street Journal primarily. He is with the Ethics and Public Policy Center in Washington, which is one of my favorite conservative organizations in the nation's capital. And he writes a piece that asks the question, will political hatred spill into the streets? And he recalls, there's something that I also recall because I was there briefly, was the convention in Chicago in 1968, where there were literally hundreds of people who were hospitalized. There were riots in the street. There were battles between police and demonstrators. And a lot of the demonstrators, as Lance Morrow points out, had come there with football helmets to try to protect themselves from being having brain damage, being beaten on the heads by the police officers in Chicago. And then the demonstrators were a motley crew, the Youth International Party. And after all, they were attacking the Democratic Convention. What all of this brings up is that with everything that we have going on in the country right now, what do you think the chances are that the Democratic Convention will be disrupted again, just as it was in 1968? Oh, and by the way, where's the Democratic Convention this year? It's in Chicago. So the idea of a repeat, and it's a little bit tougher to get that kind of crowd in Milwaukee, which is where the Republicans are having our convention. But for goodness sake, with this craziness of some of the demonstrations about the Middle East in particular, and with the great likelihood that by the time of the conventions in August of this year, July and August, that they may still be fighting in Gaza to try to decisively and definitively destroy the capacity of Hamas to make more trouble and do more mass killing. This could be a very real problem for the country, because obviously one of the factors that led to the election of Richard Nixon was his convention, which was in Miami in 1968, which nominated Nixon for president, was far enough away from the radicalism on the streets of Chicago. We will be speaking with Michael Rubin of American Enterprise Institute about what exactly is going on with the ongoing war in Gaza and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming. And that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Former President and Republican nominee Donald Trump spoke at a campaign rally in Ohio, saying he would put a 100% tariff on cars that were made by China in Mexico and imported to the U.S., but only if he got elected. Otherwise, it would be a bloodbath in November. Several Republicans, including Trump's former Vice President Mike Pence, said it was obvious he was speaking about the car industry. His opponents criticized him immediately, saying he was pushing for another January 6th. The Biden administration expected this week to finalize regulations that aim to curb gas-powered vehicle tailpipe emissions and push consumers to the electric vehicle. A volcano on Iceland's southwestern coast erupted Saturday for the fourth time since December, setting off evacuations. Corey Myers, USA News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
On the Michael Medved Show, pleased to welcome back to the show Dr. Michael Rubin, who is a senior fellow at the American Enterprise Institute and director there of policy analysis. He specializes in Iran, Turkey, Russia, the broader Middle East. He's a former Pentagon official who has lived in post-revolution Iran. First of all, Michael, the excitement is over, I guess. I mean, pretty thrilling and close race in the Russian presidential election, huh?
Oh, well, absolutely. And because they didn't allow international monitors, it's the most opaque election since the Soviet Union beheld them. But actually, what's kind of interesting here, and it just goes to show you what Putin's ego is like, at the end of this term, he will be the longest-serving Russian leader since Catherine the Great, even more than Joseph Stalin.
But the kill ratio hasn't quite reached Stalinist levels yet.
No, but it might, because there's some reports that people were pouring paint in the ballot boxes in order to vandalize them.
And the official count, it shows that with about three-quarters of the votes counted in this gigantic country, Putin has a solid lead of 87%.
And 13% of people have just disappeared.
But why does it make us laugh in this country that there is a major power in the world where there is an election that receives 87%? Do you believe that there is any chance at all to build a meaningful opposition party in Russia in honor of the late Alexei Navalny?
Well, put it this way. The opposition party is in prison. And people who emerge, Vladimir Karamurza, for example, if he survives, if we keep the limelight on him, will be the future of Russia. That said, for all of Boris Yeltsin's faults at the end of the 20th century, he was a drunkard, he wasn't the most efficient, he did lay the groundwork for a much more democratic system. Vladimir Putin has unraveled all of that, and so when Vladimir Putin dies, there's going to be a vacuum, there's going to be chaos, because there's going to be no clear successor, no system to support him. That's what's dangerous. If I may, you know, we joke about Russia, where 90% of the people vote for Vladimir Putin. But at the same time, Russia at least goes through this pantomime of elections. Think of the poor Palestinians, where Mahmoud Abbas, the chairman of the Palestinian Authority, is now in the 20th year of his four-year presidential term. They're such a dictatorship, they don't even bother holding elections anymore, and we give them a free pass.
Well, we give them a free pass, don't we? Because we know that if the elections were held in the Palestinian Authority, it would probably, the elections would be won by Hamas, as they were the last time 20 years ago.
Well, that's not so sure. And put it this way, Hamas I don't see as a legitimate political party. They shouldn't be allowed to participate, because if you're a political party but you also hold a militia, then you're not really a Democrat. I don't care what voters say at the ballot box, you're going to impose your force of will through the gun. And so parties like that, Hezbollah, Hamas, shouldn't be participants. That said, now that Hamas isn't and brought ruin, if we stop bailing them out, people might have a willingness to say something else about who they are and what they bring.
Okay, speaking of that, it looks like that Chuck Schumer's now famous speech demanding a new election in Israel has had the opposite impact of what Schumer would have wanted. It seems to have strengthened Netanyahu by allowing him to say, we're not a banana republic, we're not going to be cowed, which most Israelis don't want somebody else determining when they have elections.
Well, you're absolutely right, but what I find even more ironic is look at the countries surrounding Israel, Jordan, Egypt. When have we lectured them on what they need a new election now? What about the Palestinian Authority just talked about? I mean, Chuck Schumer was way off base on this. You don't bash a democracy. And also, I don't think what Chuck Schumer doesn't understand is when it comes to security, there's not a left-right divide in the way there might be in the United States, because the issues for Israelis are real. When Hamas was raping, kidnapping, and murdering, they didn't ask people what their political action was first.
What do you think is going to be the result? Is Israel going to cooperate getting some of these supplies, relief supplies, that now looks like they are? And are they going to proceed with what they say will be the conclusive phase of the war to knock out the surviving Hamas battalions near Rafah?
I think Israel will. Look, it's a matter of survival for them. And if they allow Hamas to survive, then they essentially allow Hamas to rebuild and they set the cycle down on repeat. But you know what hasn't really come out, but a brilliant international lawyer, Liz Sampson, at the Henry Jackson Society has pointed out, when it comes to this pier, this plan to have emergency relief come through a pier, the U.S. Navy ships are U.S. government territory. And the pier, if it extends from the ship, is also, if we construct it, it's U.S. territory. Now, what happens if the residents of the Gaza Strip decide to rush the pier and seek asylum, or rush the pier and say, you need to evacuate us from Gaza? I'm afraid, for the sake of virtue signaling during the State of the Union address, Joe Biden has opened up a Pandora's box, and he doesn't understand where this could lead.
When are they supposed to have these piers or pier singular operational?
That's the big question, because from the reports I've seen, the people in charge of this, those who are going to construct it, deployed from Newport News, Virginia. The plans aren't in place. They were caught by surprise. They're on an indefinite deployment. And they're hoping that the Pentagon and the White House have a plan in place by the time they get to the Eastern Mediterranean a few days from now. But ultimately, we've done this once before in Haiti. It turned out to be a disaster. Actually, we've also done this in Honduras after Hurricane Mitch in 1999. But in Haiti and Honduras, you didn't have an active war going on, and you didn't have a U.S.-designated terror group on the other side of the pier.
So the prospect of continued hard times in Gaza continues, obviously. Michael Rubin, his most recent piece, which is a very important and stirring piece, is called Ukraine is the Front Line for Religious Freedom. And it says, as Ukraine's defense falters amid wavering commitment in Washington, the country's defenders depict its fight as a frontline defense for the rules-based order. And that is entirely true, but there's also the issue of religious liberty. Explain why that's so important in a few moments.
Well, I mean, basically, what people need to understand is when the Russians occupy Ukrainian cities, they're destroying all but the Russian Orthodox Church, or its Ukrainian equivalent. They're going after mosques. They're going after churches. It really is another tactic of what Russia is doing. And so if you're trying to bash Ukraine, that's it. Just literally, you've got it completely backward to what's going on. This isn't just about democracy. This isn't just about military strength and great power relations. This really is about religious freedom at this point.
Yes, and despite the words of Pope Francis calling for a white flag in Ukraine, it's very much Catholic churches that are also vulnerable and targeted. Read the piece. It's posted at michaelmedved.com. Michael Rubin, I know you have to run. Keep your eye on all of the dangerous places in the world. But is one of them really the U.S. with a bloodbath on our horizon? We will get to that and more coming up. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution and world struggles like World War I and World War II and, yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day, plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Michael Medved Show, there is a hotly contested primary tomorrow. And this one, not like the Russian election where the outcome is known beforehand. And again, this means that Vladimir Putin is now elected with 87% of the vote. And he will continue to serve as Russia's president until 2030. In other words, I mean, even if Trump is reelected or Biden is elected, they're done. They serve from 25 to the end of 2030, but they wouldn't even have a new election scheduled as we would in the United States. We'd go from 2024 to 2028. And it's all extraordinary. And meanwhile, we've had a lot of requests and a lot of reaction to a conversation we had on the air. And we now have that conversation available on our Substack account. Go to michaelmedved.substack.com. It's this conversation with four-star Admiral James Stavridis, who has been a supreme head of NATO in the past, and Elliot Ackerman, who is a Marine Corps veteran with five tours of duty in Afghanistan and Iraq. And they together wrote a novel called 2054, which is about something of the collapse of the world order, leading to a world at war. And it's believable, it's plausible, and it's thrilling. But you can check that out at michaelmedved.substack.com and hear what they have to say, not about just the world of speculative fiction, but the world of today's challenges. The primary tomorrow is in the state of Ohio. And Ohio is clearly a Republican state, but it has a very liberal Democratic senior senator. His name is Sherrod Brown. He's been there forever. And this looked like it was going to be the year when Republicans were going to beat him. They now have a polling that shows that there is a three-way race for the Republican nomination. And the top two finishers are incredibly close, and this the day before the primary. President Trump has jumped in to support a car dealer named Bernie Moreno, and there is also the candidate who's in the lead is a candidate named Matt Dolan. He led with 26%, followed by Moreno at 23%, and then the State Secretary of State, LaRose, at 16%. The incredible thing is all three of the Republicans right now in trial heats, according to an Emerson College poll, all three of those Republicans would lose to Sherrod Brown. But with Dolan, it's incredibly close. With Dolan, Senator Sherrod Brown, the Democrat, would get 37% with 34% for Dolan, as opposed to Moreno's main competitor, it would be a 5% spread. President Trump has supported Moreno, and partially because of differences on issues like Ukraine. And we were talking before about Trump's comments about a bloodbath in the United States if he isn't reelected, which does sound like a threat of violence, doesn't it? I mean, yes, he was talking about a bloodbath economically. That's what he has said in apology or explanation for his comments. But the historian Michael Beschloss, who is a historian in the American presidency, talked about the use of the term bloodbath on MSNBC. Listen, this is clip four.
In a way, Donald Trump has done us all a favor, because if you and I had been talking, Mika, let's say 20 years ago, and we had been talking about what would have seemed like a very abstract and distant subject of how fascism and dictatorship might come to America, you probably would have been more wiser. I would have said you would have had some smiling person pretending to be a normal candidate, like all the candidates for president who had gone before, all the way back to 1789, and suddenly, after getting elected, that person would use the enormous powers of the presidency that are given to that person by the Constitution. In a way, Donald Trump has made it easier, because when he tells you he'll be a dictator for a day, we all know that dictators don't resign after a day. When he uses the word bloodbath, yes, it was in the context of an automobile industry speech, but he knew exactly what he was saying.
Okay, the column I mentioned by Lance Morrow, Will Political Hatred Spill Into the Streets? He concludes the column this way. He says, this year, and it's only March, the idiom of hatred, especially the invective directed at Mr. Trump, and the equal and opposite invective fired back, has advanced to the brink of violence. The George Floyd summer, I'm afraid, was a foretaste of things to come. The comparison of Mr. Trump to Hitler, the 20th century's ne plus ultra of evil, has become a cliché. There they go again, a once mighty insult grown familiar and exhausted by overuse, tends to lose its power with the general public, if not with the accuser. When language becomes impotent, people reach for their clubs. Maybe things will work out. But it's the Weimar comparison, the Weimar Republic is what preceded Hitler in Germany. But it's the Weimar comparison, not the Hitler part, but the general disintegration that comes back with an ugly pertinence. German political dialogue took to the streets, and the world became infinitely worse. That kind of concern that we face is also highlighted with this new Civil War film. There's a review in Variety where you want to Alex Garland, the director. At least according to Variety, which has seen the film. I have not seen it yet. But it stars Kirsten Dunst, so it'll get some attention. But it'll get attention because of its subject matter. Do we really need this new film right now? It is a film counting on a divided audience to prevent his worst-case horror show. They're talking about the director, Alex Garland. And a terrific Kirsten Dunst plays a jaded photojournalist documenting the end of democracy as we know it in what's sure to be one of the year's most controversial films. Well, controversial isn't always bad, but then again, if people want to learn about some of the issues underlying politics, which sometimes is a conflict of good and evil, there's a very different film out, which is called One Life, with Sir Anthony Hopkins. And yes, it's about Britain right on the eve of World War II and efforts to rescue children from Hitler's inferno. And there's also that remarkable series which is about the Lincoln assassination and the aftermath. And the movie is Manhunt, is the name of the series. And the third series just came out on Apple. And every one of the three episodes so far has been highly watchable and historically responsible. This is what some of the movies sent later in the show. Coming up, we're going to be speaking to Aaron Dougherty of Axios, who is going to be bringing us up to date on a little bit of the most recent developments concerning no labels, because this could have a very profound impact on the ongoing presidential campaign. One of the things no labels could do is to blow up Robert Kennedy's campaign. Why? Well, because right now people are looking at Kennedy, especially with his talk of a new running mate who isn't Aaron Rodgers or Jesse Ventura. The idea of a third party, another alternative that isn't Trump and isn't Biden, worth pursuing in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.